Finally today, let's check in on the World Cup. Not whether all the stadiums will be ready in Brazil for soccer's top global tournament. Still touch and go on that one, I'm afraid. And the first match is now less than 3 weeks away. Nope, today we have to comment on the announcement yesterday by U.S. head coach Jurgen Klinsmann. He unveiled his final 23-man roster for the Cup, and he left a huge name off that list, Landon Donovan. Here to help me make sense of this is Roger Bennett, half of Grantland soccer podcast Men in Blazers. What's going on here, Roger?
There's the rational response to your question, and there's the emotional one. I mean, the rational one is that this US team are going down to Brazil. They're playing three games in almost microwave-esque conditions, including one in the Amazonian rainforest. And aging Landon has admitted he's not as healthy as he once was. It takes him longer to rebound from games. And this is a tournament where you need your 23 best athletes as well as your 23 best footballers. So rationally, Jurgen Klinsmann has decided to make that cut. But emotionally, I think the cut this close to the World Cup has had the kind of reaction that in Game of Thrones Ned Stark's execution had at the end of Series 1. It's been very difficult for American soccer fans and for casual soccer fans for whom Landon is the one name they know to kind of swallow and wake up this morning. It almost feels like a bad dream for American soccer.
I know you're a big supporter of the U.S. team. Are you disappointed by the decision?
I mean, I've watched them in training for the past couple of weeks. I've been following them from an ESPN documentary inside U.S. soccer's march to Brazil, where we've been behind the scenes following every move the team has made over the past 100 days. And we interviewed Landon 2 weeks ago, and Jurgen Klinsmann said, you know, I'm picking people for the present. I'm not picking people on their past record. I want people that can contribute in the present and the future. Landon said to us on camera, he said, look, I'm older now. It takes me much longer to recover. I can't over 12 days give my all every single day. And he said to us, he looked at the camera and he said, if I'm chosen, I will go down to Brazil and give my all. If I'm not chosen, and he said this to us 2 weeks ago, so he clearly saw the bad scenario as a possibility. He said, if I'm not chosen, I will be the greatest cheerleader for this team. And as shocked and as in pain he no doubt is, he's handled the whole issue in an incredibly noble way so far.
Roger, let me guide your eyes outside of this country for a moment to Portugal, where two teams from Madrid in Spain, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, are headed this weekend. Can you tell me why they're both going to Portugal?
The Champions League is arguably the most competitive football league in the world. These players play week in, week out. It's not like the international level at the World Cup, where they're essentially all-star teams gelling as they play game to game. These are battle-hardened teams of global superstars. Real Madrid are one of the biggest brands in football, almost an ATM in the way they buy and sell the world's best players. They are propelled by Cristiano Ronaldo, who has risen in the past couple of years from a petulant show pony to the single footballer who can hurt opponents in the most ways. It is no surprise that they are finally back in the Champions League final. The big surprise is that their crosstown rivals, Atletico Madrid, are going to be their opponents. They are financially way outside the heavy hitters. They've been driven by a remarkable Argentinian coach, a gentleman called Diego Simeone, who has made them believe that they are world-class by making a kind of seabiscuit run to Spanish title glory last weekend. If they can repeat this feat this weekend by eclipsing Real Madrid in the Champions League final, it will truly be one of the most startling footballing seasons in global football history.
It sounds like, you know, the Subway Series in New York, Mets versus Yankees, but they're just getting out of the country to play it. Do you think this is a must-watch match if you can find a place to see it?
It is an absolute must-watch match. There's so much talent on that field. There's no better way for an American audience to prepare themselves almost as an amuse-bouche for the World Cup, which is fast approaching towards us, than to tune into this game.
Roger Bennett from the podcast Men in Blazers. Roger Bennett, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much.
No matter which Madrid team comes out on top tomorrow, Spain wins.